WBFO's Press Pass this morning takes a look at businesses owned and operated by women. Jessica Marinelli's recent story in Buffalo Rising featured the efforts of the Women's Business Center at Canisius College, an organization which provides entrepreneurs with education and connections. And based on Jessica Marinelli's numbers, women sitting at the top of business are on the rise.
In 2016, American Express issued their open report. Just to give you some numbers to throw in here, women-owned businesses employ nearly 9 million employees and generated over $1.6 trillion in annual revenues. The report also states that women-owned businesses saw a 35% increase in revenues since 2007. Comparatively, the national average of all firms was 27%. So women-owned businesses outpaced the national average. And New York State, we're so proud because we love Buffalo, we're Buffalo Rising, right. We love New York, we always got to pull this in, is doing well. In 2016, it was ranked as the fourth state in the nation with the most women-owned firms.
It's been a busy time for you. You're involved in the annual Ignite Awards. You did a piece on this on Buffalo Rising. Ignite Awards. What are the Ignite Awards?
The Women's Business Center at Canisius College, their executive director, Sarah Vesio, it's her brainchild, and it's an absolute fascinating award show. It's meant to be a matchmaking event for professional service providers, for our sponsors, such as banks, lawyers, accountants, insurance, and matching up with the WBC's members. And they come together for one lunch once a year. They're paired up at the table. So they're mixed up. So if you come with a guest, you're going to be at different tables. Also, the Ignite Awards honors a couple women-owned businesses every year. So the three companies that were honored, Harissa Ayurvedic Wellness Center, and Aero Sheet Metal Works, and Prentice Office Environments. Shanti Jakimar, she received her diploma in Ayurvedic medicine in Sri Lanka. She immigrated to the U.S. She's a nationally certified therapeutic massage and bodywork practitioner. And in 2011, she started her own center, this Harissic Ayurvedic Wellness Center, and has been growing ever since.
Another one, a sheet metal firm?
Yeah. Joan Schubering, Aero Sheet Metal Works. She spent 25 years in construction as a controller, and she saw an opportunity to run her own company when her husband's employer was offering to sell Aero Sheet Metal Works. And under her leadership as CEO and owner, it's continuing to grow. Some of their current projects, the Buffalo High-Tech Manufacturing Innovation Hub at Riverbend, Solar City, the Navy Operational Base at Porter Avenue. They also completed some work on the UB School of Engineering and the Buffalo Public Safety Building.
And the third business?
The third business is Prentice Office Environments, Jan Maloff. Jan is a firecracker. I love her. She started off in sales. And then she pitched to them a new division. Eventually, she bought out all of the other partners and has run Prentice as a sole owner since 2014.
Is there something unique, though, about a women-owned business?
You ask people, they'll give you a different opinion. My opinion is that there is, and the Harvard Business Review has some fascinating studies on this, but that women approach business differently. Women CEOs and executives tend to be a little bit more inclusive, a little bit more team building, a little bit more focused on what everybody's doing and the overall project. And if you think about it, you know, women still in 2018 have multiple jobs. They wear multiple hats, you know, running the kids if they chose to have kids and get married. A lot of these women at the Women's Business Center haven't launched their businesses who are in my program. So they have full-time jobs, full-time families, and they're launching a business. It's just fascinating. And so the WBC offers this great support network for women who are in these positions.
Jessica Marinelli from Buffalo Rising, thanks for bringing your story and for Press Pass.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much for having me.